I want to welcome Agile XRM to the podcast. I've known the people at Agile XRM for the past 12 years. I've seen how their business process management tool can add massive value to complex organizational processes in sectors such as finance and government. If you have complex processes or a need for dialogues on the Power Platform or Dynamics 365, take a look at how this BPM tool can add value. You can find them at agilexrm.com or check out the show notes for more details. Welcome to the Power 365 show, where I interview staff at Microsoft across the Power Platform and Dynamics 365 technology stack. I hope you'll find this podcast educational and inspire you to do more with this great technology. Now, let's get on with the show. In this episode, we'll be focusing on business process guides. I don't know if you've heard of them, but you're going to know a lot about them by the end of this episode. Today's guest is from Denver, Colorado in the United States. She works at Microsoft as a principal program manager. She's a recipient of the Woman of Channel Award and former Microsoft MVP for Dynamics AX. She's passionate about training, helping others understand how they can use and implement Dynamics 365 and all things business apps. You can find links to her bio, socials, etc. in the show notes for this episode. Welcome to the show, Rachel.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Now, the crazy thing is, factually, the last time you were on this podcast was episode 66.
That was a lot of episodes ago.
I have just published episode 500.
Wow.
So that's a lot of episodes ago.
Yeah.
Right? And back then, you were an MVP. You weren't working at Microsoft. And you were a thought leader in all things finance and operations back then, as well as CRM even. You seem to work across the gamut of the technology stack, and of course was so good that Microsoft said, let's have you work for us.
Yeah, I do get around a little bit. And maybe like that whole like I can't decide which product I like best has something to do with my new pet projects.
Yeah, totally, right? Totally. So tell us a bit about what's been your big focus over the last 90 days.
Well, I basically live, breathe, and sweat and sleep all things Dynamics 365 and this new business process catalog and the guidance that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
The initiative actually started almost a year ago. In fact, it's probably just over a year ago. And a lot of work went in behind the scenes before we were able to like make our first launch and the first version of the catalog that we went public with. But I was having a conversation with my Skip manager, and I said, like, I feel like implementing Dynamics shouldn't be that hard. Like, it shouldn't be this hard. Like, everyone's out there, like, reinventing this wheel every single time. And, like, 80% of it probably doesn't need to be reinvented. Mm-hmm. Like, there's still uniqueness that every client has. But, like, how do we actually make implementations go faster? And like, I don't know how familiar you are with Fast Track, but one of the primary goals of the Fast Track team, right, is to make implementations go faster, go smoother, get more out of your benefits. And I think like those are some pretty generic goals that I think anyone who's implementing, whether you're a partner or a customer, like wants these things, right? So it's kind of like, how can we think bigger, think outside the box, and make that happen? So yeah, I sat down as the chief cat herder of about 30 people internally to start making this business process catalog. Because, you know, we didn't have a budget. We used the number one used ERP system in the world. Maybe you've heard of it, Microsoft Office Excel.
Yes, yes.
To track all the details of what we kind of started down this journey. And so like the good news is I didn't start from a blank piece of paper. A lot of people ask me this, so where did you start from? And ISD, which, you know, we at Microsoft, we love our acronyms. So ISD stands for Industry Solution Delivery, which is what formerly used to be MCS, which was Microsoft Consulting Services. It's the group inside Microsoft that actually does implementations for customers, like as a paid engagement. So I took their catalog because they had a catalog that they were using for their implementations. And we had a look at it. And we're like, well, yeah, this is pretty good, but it's really kind of F&O specific. And It uses a lot of software terminology. And if you're brand new to Dynamics, like I'm sure, Mark, you can testify to this. Like we at Microsoft, like love making up words. And so like, if you didn't actually have a lot of knowledge in baseline about what we were talking about, like you'd be looking at this catalog that was, maybe it was pretty good, but like for a brand new person, it would be very hard to uptake and learn.
Yeah.
So I was like, how do we make this better? And then how do we publish it so that everyone can have it? And it's not just a secret resource for Microsoft, you know, internally. And that's kind of where we started from. Then it was like, what else can we do with this thing now that we've built it? And how do we get more people to tell us what they think? And that's kind of how it all got started. It's not really what I've been doing in the last 90 days. The last 90 days, it's conference season, Mark. So I've been out at conferences trying to tell the world about the business process catalog and guidance.
So where can we touch it? Where is Business Process Guides? Is there a URL? Is there a resource that we can use as a starting point to get a feel for what's been built so far?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's two main resources that people should know about. The first one, and this is really mind-blowing, the link is aka.ms/, are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Business Process Catalog.
Excellent.
Yeah. So this resource, this URL takes you to a GitHub repository that is public. You do have to sign in with a GitHub account. So if you don't have a GitHub account, you'll have to sign up for one, but it's super quick and easy to sign up and get an account. But then it drops you into a folder. It's our templates folder inside of the GitHub repository. There's bunches of stuff in there, but it drops you into our templates folder. And there's two versions of the catalog right now. So there's one that's just like a normal Excel spreadsheet that's called like Business Process Catalog October 2023 or something of the like. A new version will likely get published next month. We're about quarterly is when we publish new versions. So then a new version will be up there named whatever month we release it. And then like two below that in the repository, there's another version that's a CSV file. Then, and that version is new. I released that one at the Power Platform Conference in Las Vegas. And so that version of the catalog is importable into Azure DevOps. So the basic idea is that you can open this thing up, delete all the lines that don't apply to your project, insert new lines like where you need extra rows, and create your Azure DevOps, you know, work breakdown structure as a starting point to actually run your Dynamics 365 project.
Okay, wow. Just looking at it, it is massively detailed. There are a lot of resources in here.
Yeah. So the spreadsheet has like more than 3,000 rows in it. And so it's a hierarchy. We've broken it down into like, so level one of the hierarchy is end-to-end processes. So things like prospect to quote, order to cash, procure to pay, record to report, whatever. There's 15 of them. And then at the next level, we call them business process areas. And they're just like a logical grouping of business processes within an end-to-end to make it easier to navigate. Because if I just put a list of 900 business processes out there, you'd be lost. You'd still be lost, right? So we tried to like create these groupings, and there's just under 100 business process areas in those 15 end-to-ends. And then, I don't know, we have like 700 or 800 business processes and more than 2,000 patterns or use cases or user stories, whatever you want to call them, at the bottom level. And the fourth level of that hierarchy, we do expect to continue to grow. We have a lot more work to do there. We acknowledge that. And we want people to contribute. Tell us what we're missing. Like, or if you don't like the way we've worded something, let us know. Mm-hmm. So like in that GitHub repository, if you go over to the issues tab, there's buttons where you can go give us feedback, right? So you can go say, create a new issue and say, hey, I think something's missing from the catalog. Or, hey, I think you should reword this. Or, hey, I want to give you a process flow diagram for this process that doesn't have one yet. And that's super exciting because we're in the process of designing a super secret mascot.
Nice.
Yeah, it's super secret. You know Ninja Cat, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to make my own Ninja Cat, but like nice. Not a Ninja Cat, right? But nice. For like
I know what you
dynamics,
mean.
Right?
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Is it going to be ready by Dynamics Minds Conference?
If it's not, I would be shocked.
It's 6 months away, right? So you got time.
I'm actually really hopeful that it's ready before the end of the year.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting my sticker.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I'm like, everybody's going to want this. They're going to want the Credly badge to like put on their LinkedIn, but then they're also going to want stickers and whatever other swag we can come up with with this new mascot on it.
I like
it. So I'm super excited for that. I think it's going to be cool and hopefully help us like create some more community around this because it takes a village to deploy ERP and CRM. I don't know if you know this. And I like, we have to come together as a community or this, it won't work. This idea is, I'm really betting on the community to help me with this.
Have you got many community contributions in there so far?
We've got a handful. We've kind of been beta prototyping it with a handful of people.
Yep.
And so I'm starting a Tech Talk series, not next week, but the week after, because next week here is Thanksgiving.
Of course.
So it's like that first week in December, last week in November kind of crosses over when this Tech Talk series will go public. And so when we do that, that's when it like the world will know how to actually contribute to this thing beyond me just kind of describing it in this podcast. I've described it in a number of different meetings and we've had a handful of people that are contributing, but we think the big launch is really going to be in about 2 weeks.
Nice.
And so the other link that I wanted to share with you, because I only gave you one and then we struggled with the spelling of it. So that's all right. You know, I've come to realize that the issue is that catalog is spelled differently depending on if you're like US English or UK English or Australia English.
Yes. Yep. You're on the money because I can see clearly my spelling of catalog was quite different.
Yes. My spelling of catalog is like the US English. So I might need to rethink. Or, you know what? I should just go make all the different spellings because I can make redirect links.
Yes, exactly.
Coming soon to you.
Problem solved, right?
Problem solved. All right. So the next link I want to share with you is https://aka.ms/1guidance. But the one is spelled out.
Cool.
So this is the Guidance Hub. There's a lot of different things happening in the Guidance Hub, one of which is the end-to-end business processes. And we keep adding more resources and other stuff out here to it. We want this to become the one-stop shop where you can go to find anything for implementing Dynamics 365. Because like right now, like even when you go to learn, it's all segregated by products and it's really hard to find stuff. And more and more we have two in a box or three in a box where in like we all have to get along. We all have to play nicely, like across applications. Like ODOP is becoming more and more true. ODOP, in case people don't know, one Dynamics, one platform.
Gotcha.
ODOP. But so the goal is that every single row in that spreadsheet will have a learn article that goes with it, including a process flow diagram.
This is brilliant.
Right? The goal is that by putting all of these kind of standard flows out there, you've got the like the vanilla baseline way that this works, along with a list of all the configuration. You can stick it into an Azure DevOps project to help you manage your project. And like make your implementation go faster because you're now not hunting and pecking. A lot of what we're doing is indexing like all the different steps that you need to do because product documentation, and this is not product, it's not technically product documentation.
No, no.
Like we're not replacing all the product documentation that's out there, but it's more like first go do this one and here's the learn article for that. And then go do this one and here's the learn article for that. And then here's the third thing you're supposed to do. And here's the learn article for that, but also giving you like some guidance, like some best practices, some things you should think about, right? Because a lot of times our product documentation tells you how to do it, mm-hmm. but it doesn't really tell you why, or like, why would I choose this checkbox over that checkbox? Yeah. And so people need more context. And so that's what we're trying to build right now, is context and the why.
I like it. It's top of mind for me because this morning I just built a ChatGPT GPTs and I fed it the Success by Design PDF, which is 700 pages.
Yeah.
In no time at all, the querying of it was super easy. Like I was like, tell me, what is a business process? And it describes a business process has these things in it. You should be documenting the as is business state or process state, then, you know, the to be, and then whatever the agreed ultimately state, you know, as built. And then there's things like, you know, folks don't know what an entity relationship diagram is. Well, what is that? What are all the parts? And it just responds back. In fact, queried it and said, build us an example. And it jumped into SQL and it actually built out a SQL ERD with the relationships in SQL, which I didn't know you could do in SQL, but it did it. So
that's cool. I don't think I knew you could do that in SQL either. That's pretty impressive.
No. As in, I assume that because it was an ERD, which is kind of about relationships and metadata and data types, et cetera, that it assumed that that was the best tool to use. So it wrote it as a SQL visualization, but it was kind of like a command as well. Like it was using SQL in it. So, yeah.
That's super cool and interesting. So, yeah, like I think embarking on this goal of trying to build out all this documentation, but I'm more excited for like the next 90 days, I guess, right? Like, so you talked to Copilot. We can't have any kind of podcast these days or presentation mm-hmm. of any sort unless we mention Copilots at least 3 times. So
yes.
There we have it. I've said it at least 3 times.
I love it.
You may or may not be aware, but we're working on like an app Copilot that connects to the Learn content, like as like a help mechanism, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. in-app help. So we're like, we already kind of do a little bit of that, like in the Power at Platform Admin Center when you do like issue searches. Mm-hmm. But now, like when you're actually in app, any Dynamics 365 app, being able to like type in an actual question and find help in natural language. Mm-hmm. Well, all of this Learn content, all the product documentation, all the business process documentation is all going to get surfaced up to this thing. But I have some even bigger goals and ideas for this thing, because imagine for me for a moment, like this is a partner scenario for partners mm-hmm. listening, demos, like pre-sales. Do you know mm-hmm. like how much time is put into setting up and configuring your demo yep. environment every I single sure time? Do. And you're doing mm-hmm. the same things over and over and over, but you have to go out to the customer's website and kind of figure out what are their items and what are they charging for their items or, you know, their services mm-hmm, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you have to go manually create those items and set up the pricing so that it looks like realistic to the customer's like scenario, just so that you could go do a demo. And then like you rinse and repeat this like so mm-hmm. many times. Mm-hmm. Now, like we put Copilot on top of it. Copilot understands how to scrape a website, right? I can give it a URL mm-hmm. and say, mm-hmm. hey, Copilot, go suggest some items for me for a sales demo, yep. right? And then, yep. by the way, please help me insert them so that I don't have to type them all in, right?
Exactly.
But like the same basic concept could be used for like any like just normal configuration, right? Like I'm trying to set up my whatever, like, here's my spreadsheet. Can you help me map the columns and import it? Like, I think we're going to find a lot of cool scenarios like that are going to get lit up with Copilot on top of this. But process mining, right? Process mining has been another like super popular topic. I don't know if you've ever tried to do process mining with Dynamics 365, like using our Power Automate stuff. It can certainly be done. But it takes a lot of effort, like upfront work to like be able to like map all the fields and like, you know, export all the right data to like be able to import it into the process mining tool so that it can actually give you meaningful data. And so that's another one of the goals of the outcome. That's probably going to be like a next year project because we have a lot of other work to get done first. But like, think of the idea that like, we've already mapped all of these steps and like the metadata of like, okay, like, how do I confirm a sales order? Like this button or this data changes. So when we change the status from this to this, that's when it became confirmed. And these are the steps. Like, I know when I created it, I know when we added lines, I know when I sent it to the customer, I know when it got confirmed back from the customer, it got confirmed as an order, and then it got fulfilled. Like, and there's all the steps in fulfillment, and then we have to invoice it. So now we like know all the steps, like very basic, right? And like the data points of when like each of those happened. So now I can start to analyze using process mining, like, where did I have deviations from my process? Like we said, the process should go like this, but sometimes it went over here like that. And other times it went over here like this, or where I've got like big delays, like what, like maybe I'm trying to optimize my process and make my process go faster, go better. And with that data of like all these different timestamps and all these different business events, if you will, I use the term business event loosely, not like the feature business events, but like I know when all these different events happened in my business process, and now I can start to analyze and optimize that business process. But, you know, can we emit telemetry data to tell you like which business processes you're actually using versus the ones you told me you were using, where you've got opportunity to get more ROI out of what you already own? Test suite automation, right? Like if I know which objects go with which business processes, we just modified all these objects, or you modified all these objects in your customer environment. So these are all the business processes that you need to test. And let me go ahead and automatically generate a test suite for you with all of those user stories related to those business processes. I think there's a lot of possibilities that are going to come that I'm super excited about. But for any of those dreams to come true, we have a mountain of documentation to like write and do. And that's where I think the community comes in.
You know, I see it's Dynamics 365 guidance, documentation, and other resources. Mm-hmm. Is it just sticking within the lane of Dynamics, therefore covering everything in that has a product name with Dynamics 365 in it? So all the F&O, all the Biz Central, all the customer engagement stuff, or does it do any touching of the Power Platform in the same context of Dynamics 365? Like, I'm not getting into the discussion whether Power Platform is a part of Dynamics, et cetera, but like, is any documentation that covers into Power Platform?
It does, absolutely. And honestly, when we think about other resources, some of the stuff that we've published out there are actually, like, there's some Power Apps and Power Automate templates, as an example, mm-hmm. for solutions for a particular business process. Even everything you do in Power Platform is still about a business process at the end of the day.
100%.
Right? Like, so too, like when I think about people that are like my presentation at Power Platform conference about a month ago now, one of the key points that I was making is, well, like it's really hard for you as a business analyst if you're just like getting into this low code, no code thing and you don't know what all these Dynamics 365 apps do. And like what they can do, it's like, should I build it or should I buy it? And that was kind of this whole big debate. And there's definitely arguments for and against both sides. But it was like, as a starting point, you have to have that business process focus to have a successful implementation. And I think that's true. Take out Dynamics and Microsoft technology, period, right? Like you're implementing technology, you need to have a process focused approach. Otherwise, you're just building cool whiz-bang things. Like, what's the actual business problem you're trying to solve? And if you start there, right, and then you can go look at the catalog and say, what do we offer out of the box? If we don't have a row, there's a pretty good chance you should be building a Power App or a Power Automate to fill that, right? But the basic process of that, there's still a basic fundamental and like way that that process works. And, you know, I think the idea, the goal is that we get people sharing their stuff out there in like open source kind of way. Like, here's my sample of how I solved it for this business. And then we can stop reinventing that wheel, you know, and I might need to tweak it for my business, but we can all go faster and do way more cool things if we just share the basics, right?
Yeah, I like it. How do people get involved? As in, you talked about community engagement. What's the best way? We'll make sure both those links are available in the show notes. How can people proactively get involved with this?
Yeah. So There's another AKA link that's going to drop you in the GitHub.
Awesome.
So basically in the GitHub repository, go over to that issues tab and I'll give you the AKA link that takes you right there.
Mm-hmm.
Basically what you do is you say, oh, I want to create a new issue request. And then you choose what type you're going to do. And one of them is a new business process or a new pattern or practice. And so you click one of those two buttons and basically say which one you want to author.
Yeah, yeah. So I can see here, I could do a business process catalog change request, a content request, or provide an error report, right? Or a new pattern or practice I can submit there.
Yeah, so the AKA link for this one is business process catalog requests.
Nice.
Well, we tried to make them easy to remember. So yeah, business process catalog requests. So you basically, you click on one of these and you fill out a little form to tell us that you want to contribute and you tell us which one you want to contribute to. And so basically you download the catalog, right? The Excel spreadsheet, look through it. If you know something about one of these processes and you want to help author it and get credit for it, by the way, it does count as MVP
contributions.
So if you're an aspiring MVP, like you can go to town and I'll nominate you to be an MVP.
Woohoo! Look at that. Look at that. Good opportunity there, right, for folks. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So basically, you find a row that you want to fill out the form. It submits it into us. And so we have different leads for each of the end-to-end processes that'll look over the request, make sure that we don't already have somebody else working on it. And as long as there's nobody working on it, they'll send you back an approved with some additional guidance. But in that original folder, the business process catalog, AKA link, there's a bunch of templates. So you're going to choose the right template. So either the L3 business process template or the L4 pattern or practice template. And it's a Word document. Have you heard of Word before?
Yeah.
So you type into it. It's pretty cool. ChatGPT is not off limits. It can actually help you author a lot of these. And we've been using it even for what we've published already. A lot of them have had assistance. Keep in mind, ChatGPT doesn't always know. So you need to still use your brain and like add the Dynamics 365 flavor. But it can certainly accelerate how quickly you can pump these things out. You create the graphic and then you submit it through a customer voice survey.
I love it.
And I'll give you the AKA link for that too. Like,
wow.
It's pretty,
okay. Another one. That's four links that I'll have there in the show notes. I love it. This is really good. Just as we close, is there anything else that you would like to add? Anything you want the community go do, learn? And, you know, what do you see the runway for this? Is it particularly targeting consultants? Is it targeting end users? You know, any closing words?
Yeah. I mean, I think in terms of who we're targeting, I think we're targeting, you know, business decision makers who are trying to make a decision to buy. We're trying to target those functional consultants, business analysts, solution architects that are trying to figure out how to piece all these things together. They could work at the partner. They could work at the customer. It's not so much for the end user, like how do I use this and where do I go? It's more how do I implement this?
Exactly.
But, and, or should I implement this? But like, I think that's what we're trying to answer. Right. And I think a lot of our L1 and L2 documentation is more for those decision makers. Like, is this the right solution for me in business language, not techie software language and not like weird marketing? I'm trying to sell you something and use a lot of buzzwords that nobody understands. So I think it's a pretty broad group of people, but I wouldn't say it's not for the users. It's not for the end user who's like going to go use a warehouse management mobile device or like be a call center rep, you know, kind of thing and using customer service. It's the people who are trying to implement solutions.
Hey, thanks for listening. I'm your host, business application MVP, Mark Smith, otherwise known as the NZ365 guy. If there's a guest you'd like to see on the show from Microsoft, please message me on LinkedIn. If you want to be a supporter of the show, please check out buymeacoffee.com/NZ365 guy. How will you create on the Power Platform today? Ciao.